So you come here to Tulsa, obviously, then, to live here. You had graduated from law school, probably had some jobs offered to you in Chicago.
Oh, yes. I was very lucky because I had a rank in the law school that guaranteed me an excellent job.
When you come here and you go to some of these law firms and say, I'm from Chicago, I've got a degree, I had a high ranking and so forth.
And how fast do you type?
How fast did you get a job with a law firm?
I couldn't get one.
Why? What did they say?
I didn't type.
They wanted you to be a typist.
They wanted me to type.
So this was in 1946. 1946, they asked you to type. Were there no female attorneys?
Yes, there were. There was Jewel Russell Mann, who had been a secretary and went to night law school. Dorothy Young. See, Miriam Lashley came later. They all volunteered to teach me how to type so I would type for the bar.
You said, no, I'm not going to start that way.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer. Remember how many doors you may have knocked on?
Oh, there were a lot. And I had very odd experiences because I was young. I had lawyers say, well, we could meet for dinner and we could talk about cases. I came home and said to Raymond, what is this? How do they practice law here? It was discouraging, to say the least. Raymond was making $225 a month. We lived in a little apartment on 9th and Main, which I loved. I was trying to get straightened out with what was the Jewish community. It was a time of a lot of adjustments. And I also had gotten an infection on our honeymoon, which is why I couldn't have children, and I was sick all the time. So it was not the easiest time, but I thought it was absolutely blissful.
As you kept looking for a job as an attorney, you must have said, all right, I've had it. This is not going to go anywhere.
So in August, I marched out to the university.
University of Tulsa.
Stopped at a drugstore and called Sandor Kovach, who was head of the sociology department. I kept wondering, should I try to teach sociology or psychology? I decided sociology, and Kovach hired me on a temporary basis, but I had to first go to John Rogers. John Rogers was head of personnel for the board of TU, and John Rogers said there are two jobs you could have. One would be an assistant to a judge, but I think you'd be happier teaching. John Rogers and I clicked in the most marvelous way. He was an unusual man. After about 5 minutes, he said, now, let's just interrupt each other, and we'll get to it. You interrupt me, I'll interrupt you. And we just
clicked. So you started a temporary job teaching sociology.
Mm-hmm. I went to the library. I'll tell you, I'd never had a course in sociology, except my life is so full of strange things. The leading urban sociologist in this country was a man at the University of Chicago, and his daughter was named Nancy. She was a friend of mine, and she wanted to live in the dormitory. They didn't have enough money to pay for her to live in the dormitory. So he said, you can invite someone to live with us. So she invited me. And he had a Thursday night graduate seminar on urban sociology. And I would go in and just absorb. It was wonderful. The night before the last class, he said, I'm going to read your paper. I said, oh, you can't, Mr. Gottschall. He said, yes, I am, and you should be there and hear the response. So I was there, and it wasn't a bad paper. And I love research. Then he called up a friend of his who was Joel Oman, and he kept doing this. He'd say, I'm going to put a little girl in your class. You can just sit in. So I sat in on all kinds. Harvard and Chicago were the two best schools of sociology. So I just had that all there. In addition, my father had come from a poor family and had gone to Hull House, the settlement house in Chicago, and had been greatly influenced by Miss Jane Addams. That's where he'd learned to act and play musical instruments and things like that. Two of the people from Hull House had written the outstanding books on social work, Miss Grace Abbott and Miss Helen Abbott. And they came upon me one day and said, Nancy, what are you doing in the law school? You belong in the School of Social Work. So I was just all over the place.
But this temporary job, how long did it last to you?
35 years.
35 years, and you had a rich, rich experience there.
I loved it. I loved teaching. I came home one night and said to Raymond, why are you practicing law? We could both make less money and both of us teach, and it's such fun. I love it. I had 3 months vacation off with the children. I was home in the afternoon.
But he continued his law practice.
He loved it.
Yeah.
He really loved it.